This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. It's
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, it's a really big show today, into the weekend.
Really big shoe.
It is a big show, and I've got big shoes. In fact, well, actually, it's funny, Super Don. When I had my day trip or overnight trip to Sarasota, you know of all the things I forgot? Shoes.
Shoes?
Really? I forgot my shoes. I know. Well, yeah, I had flip-flops. But, you know, I had to do a
You had to go the whole time in flip-flops?
No, you know, my friend took me out to, like, a local shoe store, and I got some shoes. So I had to, I was like, come on,
well,
you get your shoes.
That's better than forgetting to wear pants, though. So
true.
I think
you did
all right.
Yeah, I have not forgotten pants yet, and, you know, that's good. Even on the air, for the most part, we don't do no pants Sundays already on the show or anything like that. That I know of, anyway. But that wouldn't make it on video, just so you know. Anyway, sure. So what is this show all about? Yeah, health, freedom, healing, liberty. But, man, you want to talk about government being caught dead to rights and not doing what they're required to do by law? Woo-hoo! Del Bigtree, RFK Jr., beat back HHS on a lawsuit. What HHS revealed? Stunning, shocking. Anybody who's ever been criticized for having questions about the vaccine program in America, you have been vindicated. And we're going to talk to Del Bigtree this hour about that. Then next hour, hashtag walk away. Brandon Strock's obviously not here because I think he's in Greece right now on holiday trying to deal with everything that's going on with the walk away campaign. But Celia Farber has written another article that you got to read. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com about Al Conti, a Grammy-nominated composer, all the way in, far left, everything, and how he walked away a long time ago, but now he's come out and said it. And, boy, great stuff on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Super Don, I'm really excited about that. But first, we gotta bring up our good friend, Darla Shine. She was a feature on our show yesterday, and there's a little bit more we didn't get to. There's more to it, and it comes out of Mediaite. If you remember Mediaite, they were the ones that said I was calling Jon Stewart of The Daily Show a Nazi.
Yes.
A Jewish guy like me calling another Jewish guy a Nazi. Mediaite. So you can tell how accurate they are because I never called Jon Stewart a Nazi. I said he was using Nazi-like tactics in ostracizing Marin County housewives for not vaccinating their children.
Yes.
Remember that?
And that's a good, you know what, that's a great example because that's exactly what they're doing to Darla.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right, because if you looked at all the headlines, and I believe it started with Mediaite.
Yeah.
they kind of remind me of like Media Matters. They're like constantly scouring like, you know, the radio shows and stuff like that, trying to get the gotcha things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what they said. They said that you called him a Nazi, and that was complete BS, just like the stuff that they're doing to Darla. And now.
Right. It's good publicity, you know, though, by the way, I have to say.
Well, it was. It came and it went. And
right.
It was, we got a laugh out of it, and I think we got more listeners as a result.
We did.
So thank you,
yeah.
Media.
Yeah, exactly. And, by the way, Darla Shine is the wife of Bill Shine, who's now working in the White House as a communications chief. And, of course, they wanted to target his wife, Darla, an easy target for them because she is an outspoken woman who believes in staying home and taking care of the family. And she's outspoken. She's got opinions. And she's done talk radio like we do. And we love Darla. And she was attacked unfairly in this Mediaite thing. And they've gone even further, Superdon.
They have. You know, one of the things we didn't get to yesterday was the claim by Mediaite that, that Darla is racist. And one of the examples that they give of her being supposedly racist was back in 2016, she retweeted a tweet, I think it was,
Tanner's
or it had
dad.
Something to do with Tanner's dad.
Yeah,
right?
A friend of ours, and he's a father of a vaccine-injured son.
Right, right. And so she was tweeting a link about the CDC whistleblower. And here, Mediaite says she was race-baiting with this tweet because here's what she said. In the tweet, it says, 1 out of 10 black boys has autism.
Oh, that, that's got to be race baiting. What?
Holy
wait
cow.
A second.
Well, yes, that apparently was race baiting because of the, making that statement. And so you got to ask yourself, how is that race baiting?
I'm asking the question. Stating 1 in 10 black boys has autism? My gosh, this is Mediaite like claiming Robert Scott Bell called John Stewart a Nazi. This is unbelievable, but this is what they do. They're doing desperate measures to attack anybody related to the Trump administration now, and they're attacking the wife. The wife, the innocent, lovely, wonderful wife, Darla Shine of Bill Shine. And it gets better, folks. Because if we look at, you know, the definition of race baiting, how is she retweeting something that can be factually validated? A race baiting. I mean, is she trying to elicit some kind of race war by pointing out, my gosh, this is outrageous?
This is one of those things where when I see something like this, I try and, you know, trace the steps of where it is that Mediaite's trying to go. And so I go back and I look at the definition of words. They're using the word race baiting. And I was kind of like, all right, so what is the definition? What is race baiting? And according to what I found here, it says the use of racially derisive language. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, how is this racially derisive? There's nothing derisive about this. All she was doing was quoting the results of a study that pointed out the fact that 1 out of 10 black children, I guess it was boys too, wasn't it?
Yeah, mostly.
They would have autism based on this study. And I think the data was even crunched, the numbers were crunched by our good friend,
Brian Hooker.
Brian Hooker, right?
Yeah,
so that's all she was doing. There was no race baiting about that.
Right.
But of course, you got to play the race card if you really want to try and pile on people and accuse them and attack them in the media, right?
So we'll talk about that more next hour as we talk about hashtag walk away, the absurdity of claims of racism, xenophobia, homophobia. Again, another gay guy, very creative man, coming on board next hour. We'll talk about that. Also,
wait a minute. You said gay guy. You're homophobic.
I know. Clearly, that was.
You can't say gay.
That was homophobe baiting. I don't know what we'd call that. Anyway, let's go to WebMD here. Did you see this study?
This is a good study. I like this here. The headline of the study or the article at WebMD, check this out. It says 3 out of 4 black Americans have hypertension by 55. What does that sound? What did I do wrong?
Yeah, wait, WebMD, and you reread the article headline that said that, and that's clearly race baiting. You can't be pointing out.
I can't say 3 out of 4 black Americans have.
Oh
no, you can't say that. That's
Is that race baiting?
Clearly, according to Mediaite, and of course, you know, Darla Shine. What can we do? We're trying to help you out, Darla. But apparently, we're getting in deeper along with her.
All I was doing was reading the results of this study that was done about hypertension. But yeah.
You remember the definition you read? That can't be right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Should we move on to a different story?
Yeah, let's go to study finds, because clearly there's got to be a way out of this mess. We keep digging a hole deeper.
I like this website, studyfinds.org. They're always publishing new scientific studies that have been done. And this one I thought was rather shocking. Here's the headline. It says, Black children under 13 twice as likely to commit suicide as white peers.
What did I do? We're trying to help. You're just getting us in deeper. You can't say that.
Was that race baiting?
Apparently, according to Mediaite, you reread a headline about a study that you had nothing to do with. This is out of Carnegie Mellon University and the Center for Suicide Prevention and Research at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus.
But I can't say the headline?
No, that's race baiting. Clearly, that's race baiting. Don't you know anything?
I'm sorry.
See, you know what? We just got to give up here on this thing. I mean, it's all racism. It's all homophobia. It's all xenophobia. Right. You know, repeating studies that have been done in peer reviewed journals. Clearly, just race baiting. I don't know what you're thinking, Super Don. I mean, I might have to make you take a day off, and we'll be back on Sunday for the show or something.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll tell you what. Just we're at the end of the segment now.
We got a couple of minutes, actually. We're doing great.
Oh, we do. Yeah, all right. I was wondering.
Deeper.
I was thinking at the end of the segment we could go out with one of my favorite AC/DC songs. It's called "Back in Black." That's just the name of a song. All right, never mind. I give up.
Clearly. I mean, you know what? Just to balance this out, next segment, we're going to have to get Vanilla Ice on the show. Can you do that for me? I'm telling you, this is just...
I'll try. Yeah, I'll make an effort there.
This is just crazy, Super Don. Anyway, folks, we got a great show. And, you know, listen, we love you, Darla Shine. You're doing great work. We want to see you back on radio. My vote is let's bring Darla Shine back and have her do her Happy Wives Housewives radio show just to annoy the race baiters who are not people like Darla Shine or Super Don or even me, but the leftist collectivists. And we're going to learn about that. Collectivism is evil. It's group identity and identity politics denies the beauty and the significance and the specialty of the individual. And that's a big part of this show as we defend your right to individuality and what you believe, as long as your beliefs don't violate the rights of anyone else. It's not that difficult, folks. But apparently what is difficult for people who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism to acknowledge the fact that the Department of Health and Human Services has not done, as required by law, since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect around December of, 87, somewhere around that time, that they are every 2 years to report to Congress on vaccine safety studies to make sure that there are fewer and fewer adverse events. We've got Del Bigtree scheduled to join us momentarily and reveal that lawsuit, the results of that lawsuit that he did against HHS with RFK Jr. And then more of the hashtag walkaway campaign with Grammy-nominated composer Al Conti. What a show we got for you. Stick around. Go check it out. RobertScottBell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extraordinary things are happening, and that's an understatement in regards to that law that was passed in 1986, kicked into gear by 88, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, the program that said no liability to vaccine manufacturers. Apparently, there are some things they were supposed to do, the Health and Human Services, like track safety every 2 years, report to Congress. A lawsuit was filed not too long ago by our good friend Del Bigtree and RFK Jr., and the results of that lawsuit revealed just yesterday on Highwire with Del Bigtree. Joining us now to report, Del Bigtree!
Robert, it's awesome to be here. We're having a great day here. We are pumped about what has just taken place. We just got this signed court order back this Monday. And HHS has admitted something that you and I have been saying and those like us have been saying for years now. The U.S. government is not protecting the people from the dangers of vaccines as they're mandated to do. And now they have finally admitted to it. So, it's a very exciting day. You know, we had, as you know, the 86 Act took away the only market incentive for the pharmaceutical industry to make a better product, to make a safer product. Now, and think about when this was taking place in 1986. Why did we ever pass the 86 Act? Because there were so many lawsuits from injuries and deaths from vaccines that the industry was saying it's becoming difficult to make a profit. So we're not just saying there wasn't a small problem. They had a huge problem with vaccine injury. And instead of fixing that problem, they went to the government of the United States and essentially blackmailed them and said, here's the deal. If you want vaccines in your country, we're going to stop making all vaccines unless you protect us from liability. Well, Ronald Reagan reticently, you know, signed the 1986 Act, which gave unprecedented cover from liability for injuries by a product. There's no other product that gets away with this simply because we still want vaccines to be manufactured. Now, what's interesting is Congress, and I am sure Ronald Reagan himself, knew that this was going to be a very, very dangerous overreaching government decision, that you're going to take away the only market, you know, pressure to incentivize this industry to make better products, to do proper safety testing. So they put all of that pressure then on Health and Human Services, which is the mothership of our health agency. So HHS oversees the CDC, the FDA, HRSA, and NIH. It's the head of our government when it comes to health. They said you are going to have to do all the safety studies. You are going to have to report to Congress every 2 years and tell us how you're making vaccines safer, what studies are going on, what you're doing to change the licensing, the manufacturing, and the promotion of vaccines that will limit and lower the amount of injuries happening from vaccines in this current day. So this was December 22nd, 1987. They said, you have got to prove to us that there are less adverse reactions happening every day forward from here since December 1987. So what we did, and every 2 years they're supposed to file this report, we said we want any of the information that was discussed pertaining to these reports that are supposed to be every 2 years to the Congress. We FOIA'd that information. And, Scott, they gave us the runaround for 8 months. They refused to respond to our FOIA request. You only have 20 days. We would get, you know, we kept saying, when are we going to get this information? We wouldn't hear anything. And so finally, we filed a lawsuit in April saying we need an injunctive relief from a court to say, to demand that the HHS tell us what's going on. We give them three options. Either give us all the information about these reports for vaccine safety you were supposed to give to Congress, or explain to us why that's not available to us, or let us know that you haven't done it. And, you know, we're about to go to court. They called up and said, okay, what do you want? We said, we just want one of those three things. And they said, we are willing then to sign a court-ordered stipulation saying that in all of our records, get this, Scott, in all of our records over the last 30 years, we're talking emails, notes, not even a napkin. They could not find a single word written about vaccine safety or any meeting to the Congress. And there was supposed to be one every 2 years for the last 30 years. They have not done their job, Scott. So that means nobody is ensuring the safety of vaccines. We have a floodgate. And think about this. Those injuries that were happening that forced the industry to demand freedom from liability, those were never fixed. No one did it. So those vaccines that were hurting children and forcing the pharmaceutical industry to the edge of bankruptcy back in 1986, they're still there.
Right.
They've never been fixed. And let's think about, those were only 10, go ahead.
Hold that thought, because we got to take a break. The basis for vaccine mandates in places like California with SB 277, how do they stand at this point? We're going to go into that and a whole lot more. What do we do now that we know, that you know? That's where we go with Del Bigtree next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSBReports.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Del Bigtree, my good friend, you and RFK Jr. have nailed HHS to the wall on this issue. Since the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program went into effect, I think it's between what now, $3 to $4 billion has been paid out to families of vaccine injured or even killed children. And the numbers, the casualties keep rising. And we hear in mainstream media, doctors that are on board with this thing, HHS, CDC, that vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective. It's all been tested. It's all good. The question is, where are the safety tests now? Let's not talk efficacy for the moment. Where are the safety tests? As you said, Dell, the results of this lawsuit reveal that HHS has not one shred of evidence that they've ever met with Congress every 2 years like they were supposed to since the NVICP went into effect, as you said, December 87 at that point. So how do we now take this information and push back? Because on the federal level, most of these Congress critters are bought and sold. In the bureaucratic oligarchy, bought and sold. But maybe on the state level. We might not reach Senator Richard Dickey Pan, but others are going to have to be made aware that there is no evidence for safety.
That's absolutely right. When they say the vaccines are safe, they've been proven safe. Where is it? Where is that proof? Because the only body mandated to be making things safe is Health and Human Services. And now we have signed court-ordered proof that they never did that job. So now you have a floodgate of dangerous vaccines that was opened by the 1986 Act. The only thing that was going to protect us against vaccines that were already admittedly dangerous was Health and Human Services, and they have just stepped aside and let these things be poured into our children. And by the way, there was only 10 vaccines that were injuring kids then. We now have 53 vaccines that this industry has exploded because they have no liability and no one is stopping them, and no one cares if anything's safe, not even our government. So what we're telling people they need to do, Scott, is they can go to my nonprofit website, which is icandecide.org, and we have a button called government. Just push on government, and you will find this signed court order where they admit they have done none of the safety study or testing or met with Congress the way they're supposed to. We also have our vaccine safety white paper, which is essentially the entire argument that Bobby Kennedy and I made when we went to the National Institute of Health, heads of CDC, FDA, all the luminaries were there, set up by Donald Trump. We want you to take that to your representatives and really your state representative. The federal government is so owned by the pharmaceutical industry, it's crazy. But I think it's time to start demanding that the 1986 Vaccine Injury Act be repealed. We want this thing struck down because it was a totally dangerous measure. It gave liability. It took away all incentive. And now the only stopgap of protection we've proved never happened. The only thing that was good about the 86 Act was we were going to force a government agency to really ensure safety. They have shirked that duty. Therefore, we've only got all the dangers from the 1986 Act and none of the protections. People have got to start going to every congressman, every senator, and say, repeal this act immediately. And by the way, if vaccines are so safe and effective, what would the pharmaceutical industry be worried about anyway? If there's not going to be lawsuits, if your product is as good as every doctor and Senator Pan, everyone says they are, then go ahead, let's give it the natural market force that every other product that those of us that are entrepreneurs or work in industries across this country, you should have the same level of liability we all do.
Yeah, beautifully said, Dale. Now, again, this is something that is a watershed moment, I believe. For many years, we've been talking about the lack of safety studies. But to nail the Department of Health and Human Services to the wall on something they were required to do according to the congressional law that was put into effect, that is a whole different equation now to approach your senators and congressmen, particularly, as I said, and Dell, I think you agree, on the state level, because it's been very difficult to get anything, despite, for instance, with the movie Vax, Congressman Posey, reading it into the congressional record. What happened in the congressional seat? Nothing happens. How does that not happen? So what does that tell you about the success you can expect when you interact at the federal level? I'm not saying don't do it, but we can have tremendous success at the state level to push back on these mandates because the feds have fallen down on the job.
That's right. It's time for the, and you know what? We've got to start focusing and giving power back to the state where we still have control. You know, I've been traveling all over the country, Mississippi, West Virginia, these states that are just like California that don't have an exemption. They are moving closer and closer to an exemption because those states, you can still affect a vote. We are becoming a voting block. I mean, we've watched this in Italy. I mean, you look at Italy, they're the forefront of this. They tried, pharma moved in there, passed a law that was going to force vaccinate every child there. And now they had politicians that ran on the fact, I'm going to be against that forced mandate. And guess what? Italy just passed a law that parents no longer can be fined or anything. In fact, if they state, all they have to do is state that their child is compliant, the government has to accept that. They have to accept the parents' word for it. They're not going to have bureaucrats getting in the way of parents, their doctors, and their children's health. So Italy is showing us that this voting bloc has power. It's growing here. I think Donald Trump had a huge boost from all of those people who have vaccine-injured children. He talked about it on the campaign. And now it's time that he steps up and everybody in this country starts saying, we're demanding that we have control over our bodies again. This is, you know, this is the United States of America. Our founding fathers fought for freedom. And if I can't control what's injected into my children and my body, then I don't know what freedom there is, especially when those products being injected have got absolutely no oversight coming from anywhere in the world right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, Dell. And this is a whole different ballgame, folks. Again, we've seen levels where even I was stunned by the lack of response, including to the film Vaxxed and what it revealed. We've seen communities come up and be up in arms, like we've, you know, interacted with the Nation of Islam. Brother Tony Mohammed has been on board with this. But still, all of that groundswell, not enough apparently to get the feds to do anything about this issue of vaccine safety, which says there's a nefarious plot deep within. Somewhere, not only big moneyed interest, but other nasty things to consider. And it's hard for people like you, Dell, and people like me and others that listen to this show and watch your show to conceive that there are people that be willing to sit by idly by and do nothing with this information. And they need to be called out on every level of government. But the most local thing you can do is to reach out, including to local media, although the mainstream media is really ill-equipped to respond to this because of their moneyed interest in terms of big pharma advertising. So new media, like what we do here in many shows, Natural News, Mike Adams, there's much more of us ultimately than what's going on at the CNNs of the world.
That's right. Look, we're going to also, we're working on a press release right now, too. And we'll probably, you know what, I'll put it in that same button, the government button on ICanDecide.com. Send it to your local news station. Say, I want this reported on. I want to know. I want someone to investigate why Health and Human Services has not done their job to make vaccines safe for the American public. Mm-hmm. It's time to step up. And you said, why is the federal government not doing anything? Why did Vax not change everything? Because we're not talking, Scott. Too many of us are afraid to talk about the truth. How is it we are afraid to tell the truth? Why aren't we on every social media platform we have telling parents the truth, walking up to those pregnant mothers, talking to our politicians, standing, because the history will prove we were right, Scott. And what were those of us? Those of us who didn't stand up and speak. If we lose this battle, if we lose control of our bodies, which is what the pharmaceutical industry, it's why they're the number one most powerful lobby in Washington. It's why they're outspending oil and gas 2-1. They're trying to take over your life. Mm-hmm. If that happens and you have to say to your grandchildren, I could have done something about it, but I was too afraid to talk. Yeah. Then we have lost what the DNA of our founding fathers that's coursing through our veins. Now is the time. I believe that this court ordered, you know, signed by HHS is exactly what you need to step up now and say, I'm going to tell the truth. It is time to step up and say it now. We have a, we have a hashtag say it now. Mm-hmm. It's time for all of us to say it now. Vaccines are not safe. No one's making them safe. The injuries are through the roof. When we look at 2016, the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, the only reporting system we have, has 59,711 reported injuries. 432 deaths reported in just 2016 alone. But it gets worse, Scott. Mm-hmm. When we were sitting, when we were sitting across from the heads of the National Institute of Health, Bobby Kennedy and I, and we talked about VAERS, they said, we don't trust VAERS. You say, why? Well, because it's underreported. Did you know that Health and Human Services itself says that VAERS is only capturing 1% of the total amount of injuries? That means that 59,000 injuries becomes 5.9 million injuries in 2016 alone. 432 deaths turns into 43,000 deaths. We are under siege by a toxic product and no one is protecting us. Now's our time.
Well, it is. And the hashtag say it now. By the way, we have the link to ICanDecide.org and or is it You Can Decide? Now I've got to look at my own notes.
ICanDecide.org. You got it.
I can decide. And we do have that link directly in the show notes, everybody. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. You're going to expect more coverage through our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger at Natural News. And this is growing. And, Del, what I see differently, having been involved in this for so many years, now decades now, that people are gaining the courage they didn't have. One by one, they're seeing others speak out, and they're finally saying, you know what? It is, this is just too much. I can no longer remain silent. Whether it be the hashtag MeToo movement or the hashtag WalkAway movement, it can no longer be contained. Del, we are on the right side of history right now. We're not waiting for tomorrow. And this, again, when we talk about pinning the bad guys to the wall, pin them with this. HHS, every 2 years, supposed to report on the safety, testing, updates. Congress has not done it once in the past 30 years. What do you got to say? In fact, you got nothing to say. We're going over your heads. We're going beyond you, and we're going to change this thing.
Yeah, you know, Scott, and for anyone that's new to this, I don't know how to listen to you and new to this idea. I had an incredible show yesterday. Every once a week I do my show, The High Wire. Just go to at High Wire Talk on Facebook. I had Bobby Kennedy on, Brian Hooker, Mark Blaxall, and J.B. Handley, all speaking to different science, the science that's happening all over the world. I talked to Bobby about this case specifically. It's one of our biggest shows ever. It's all there. I literally called it the red or blue pill. You will no longer get to suck on a blue pill if you watch the show I did yesterday. You can find it on our Facebook page at Highwire Talk.
We have it linked there as well. And Del, I want to encourage you, as our good friend Mike Adams has said, Real.video is a new video site that's competing with YouTube because YouTube has been censoring so many of our messages and yours and others like us that we can no longer wait. We have to outcreate the what now has become the old media. YouTube used to be new media, but it's restricting this kind of message. So Real.video is a place that you're going to find more of the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, even though we simulcast on YouTube for the time being, Del. But in the meantime, we got to keep outcreating the bad guys.
Thanks for the recommendation. You texted me that this morning. We're going to get on that. That's a great idea, and you're right. Censorship everywhere. We're watching Facebook take down people's personal videos of their injured autistic children. I don't know how they're getting away with that. I don't know why you would censor. If Facebook is what it says it is, these are real people sharing their real stories, and they're taking these videos down. You know,
stand by. Yeah, they are. They're not going to succeed. We got to take one more break. We got a few minutes more with Del Bigtree after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the episode of High Wire from yesterday, we have watched it. We have it linked up as well in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Share it with everybody. This is breaking news, and it is distinctly different. It takes it up a notch for those who are the naysayers about vaccine safety. They've got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide now. Donald Trump was right when he brought it up in the debates. And the other docs on actually didn't ultimately disagree with him. Remember Ben Carson and Rand Paul. So more doctors are speaking out. More laypersons are speaking out. Nurses, everybody. And it's time now to say it now. So this is it, Dale. We have got something we didn't have before. Thanks to this humble little lawsuit against HHS that cornered them.
Yeah.
And had nowhere to go.
You know, it's fascinating. I don't think they know what's about to hit them. I don't think they know what they just signed on to. You know, they were pushing back. They must have had some sense, but I don't think they know who we are or how powerful we are or how pissed off we are that they've been poisoning generations of children. We have watched autism. It is skyrocketing. We talked about this on the show I did yesterday with Mark Blaxall. It is an exponential spike that has been doing nothing but skyrocketing, and it is terrifying. And we even show you the school boards in California as they stood up, the teachers that are watching it themselves demanding relief, because lines like this, 100% of the explosion in special needs costs in California are from autism alone. Mm-hmm. Autism alone. That 70% of the children that are now in our special needs program are of the worst, most debilitated kind, and that we flatline. There's no growth in the lighter issues. It's all neurological development disorders and problems like that that are affecting the schools here. They're bankrupting our schools. I mean, you listen one teacher after another, and then you hear politicians trying to say, well, you know, like Senator Pan saying, well, autism's always been here. There's just as many autistic adults right now as there are kids. I mean, an insane statement. An
wow.
insane statement, Robert. Mm. That type of epidemic denialism which is going on, we have an epidemic that could ruin this country, the greatest country in the world. We're not going to be able to mount a standing army in the direction we're going. We are at one in likely 36 kids with autism. In New Jersey, which is the only place that really reports it clearly and demands that doctors report their autistic patients, they're at one in 32. Perhaps they think it's one in 22 boys because it's affecting more boys. If we're at one in 22 boys, Robert, that's the end of being able to mount a standing army. We're going to get to the place where we can't mount a standing Starbucks.
Mm.
When do we say enough is enough?
Well, exactly. And this is something, if we think about, step back from the righteous anger and indignation and outrage and just talk about how we can save the next generations of children that have yet to be born that would, if they live under a increasingly mandated vaccine culture, they will have no escape. Again, we now know for 100% certainty that the HHS has not done its job after they granted liability protection from the vaccine manufacturers. This is why this is a distinct, different moment in our movement
yes.
for the safety and protection, genuinely, of the next generation, much less the adult mandates that they want to bring in.
That's right. I mean, that's what I say to people. You know, it's not just the kids that are coming after adults. They really want, they had something called Healthy People 2020, which was a mandate for all adults. That is in our future. It's right around the corner. I don't care what people say about Donald Trump. At the very least, he's given us a stay of execution, a stay that we can make phone calls, we can get on social media, and we can start changing the minds of those we love and care about and those we don't. But I want to say this, Robert. I know I sit here and I rant and I rave and I'm really intense. But when I have those important conversations with someone that's challenging me, a friend or someone I've met on the street, I am very calm, and I want people to be calm when they have this discussion. We are not fanatical. We have science on our side. You don't have to be extreme. You don't have to be loud if you're the one that's right.
Yes.
You need to walk into your politicians with this signed order, with our vaccine white paper, and sit down and calmly say, now is the time we must be realistic. We have an industry that has run amok. It has run over and has taken over. It's commandeered our health agencies. Our health agencies aren't protecting us. So please allow the laws of our states to protect us by at least granting us choice. Freedom to choose whether we want to just roll the dice to play Russian roulette with products that are being injected into us that we now know have never been tested for safety. That should at least be my choice.
At least, if there's a potential for injury and death, there must be a choice. My gosh, we aren't the unreasonable ones. Thank you, Del Bigtree. Stick around. We've got to take a break, but the power to heal, it comes from a far higher place than government, and it's still yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be.
OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.